There we go. Y'all better check my song right.
Through the storm and the rain, through the heart.
sang that song right there. That's what I'm talking about. Soul Seven is radio, church, hallelujah. Community church. That's what we call. I think that's the name of the church. I forgot the name of the church. Soul Seven is radio, community gospel church. That's what it is. We are back. They hit us with the A selection. I think we had A and B selection. We did. And the other choir, they were anxious to come on. They got with their turn. We back. Soul Seven is radio. Ain't that it right there? I still have joy through the storm, through the rain, through heartaches. I still have joy. That's the lyric. That right there. The lyric, I remember pastor come back from that. That'd be the last song before the preacher come up. The preacher get happy. And he like, doesn't get a preacher, I'll tell you that he's like, I'm happy. He would go on, he would just say the words and then it get the church. We used to play that song like 3-4 times. It keeps it going. Oh my God. It gives me good memories. That was some showing up singing right there. I think that's the Colorado Mass Choir. I think my favorite Mass Choir is between Mississippi Mass Choir and Chicago Mass Choir. What's your favorite gospel choir where they had like a lot of hits? Because a lot of them had hits like back to back. Because Mississippi Mass Choir had a lot of them. Chicago Mass Choir had them too. But what's your favorite choir song?
I think Mississippi Mass Choir is probably my favorite.
Oh, they got all of the hits, all of them. I can't even think of all of them, the ones they had. I think that's that one they had. God, give me. Yeah, I think that's the one they did. Boy, that used to get church, that one and this one. I Still Have Joy, that used to get the whole church rocking right there. I like old school tradition. I was going to play some contemporary. I'm like, nah, I'm like, let's, contemporary. But Danzy, your song is great because it like borders, it's like a nice group. I like choir songs that, where the musicians, everybody's like in groove, and then also the choir is singing. I like the nice harmonies and melodies in choir songs. Your song has all that. Oh my God, that song. Oh, you have it on Spotify? We got to get that. I got to look that up.
Yes, I can get
Spotify?
That to you, yeah.
I love it's on iTunes. What was the lyrics? I'm trying to remember. I just
That's the Redeem of the Lord, yes.
I was trying to hear the lyrics. I was like, I'm trying to. I know I'm having memorized because that's the melody I can remember. I'm trying to get up there. I'm sitting up here drinking these cold drinks. Yeah, that's like a thing of no-no. It's cold too. I'm sitting here drinking it. E.B., what did you say your favorite choir song? You said anything Mississippi Mass Choir. What's your favorite choir song, Danzy?
You know, I really, really, I like the Mississippi Mass too, but I have to also bring the Hawkins in there. They had hit after hit after hit.
Yes.
They
had all of them. Yep.
Yeah.
All
their
research.
Yes.
Be Grateful is one. You have to have a real good lead vocalist to sing, to do those songs, because that makes everything too, but the choir too. Oh, man. This is killing.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that. We are right. I got my fingers with. I'm trying to remember all the singers I had on there, but I had all my list, all my top favorite singers of all time. I already listed. Chris, I guess we can do the gospel. I only have five. My gospel favorite singers. You mentioned them the last time you were on the show. Daryl Coley. That's my all time right there in terms of no gospel vocalist. It's hard between him and Bishop Marvin Winans because them's like tied of like my favorite because I like the Marvin Winans do more runs than Daryl does. Daryl just knows how to sustain his voice. He sounds like a jazz singer. I don't know why his voice reminds me of a jazz singer, but I think
he did a lot of jazz.
Yes, I think most of his influences were jazz singers.
Yeah, because
so much in his voice.
Yeah.
And then Daryl Coley, Marvin Winans, Crystal Rucker, Rance Allen. And I have a kid. I can't remember who it is. I want to say my uncle had a joke. He said he sounded like he get punched in the ribs. I'm like, don't you do that. That's not funny. He said, ran down. So I'm like, ooh. I was like, no, he did not sound like that. He sounded like he get punched. He's so disrespectful. But I'm trying to think of the fifth one. I can't never remember my fifth. But those are my top right there. Those are my all-time right there. I used to say Kim Burrell back in the day, but I don't know. We got to rate her voice. What do you give her voice?
I mean, her voice is very versatile. I like the versatility. I would like to see her sing something old school. I've never heard her sing something old school, but I think she would really kill it.
Oh, man. I made a joke last year. I was like, she need to get some Robitussin because her voice go out a lot. She's always hoarse. I'm like, you need to get some Robitussin. Yeah. So logic is the joke though. It's always going out. She always sounds hoarse.
Yeah.
I don't know if she smokes cigarettes or something, but her voice is always out.
Yeah.
What would you rate? I'm trying to think. Yolanda Adams' voice. What would you rate her voice?
Well, you know, I love her voice. The song that she does for me is "One Prayer Away." So I would rate her. I would say her voice is like an 8 because she really sings. She just can flat out stand there. She don't need no auto tune. She can sing.
So can. I'm going to get to my other favorite songs that R&B, I guess, soul, whatever. My top is, I have who's your favorite gospel? Evie, where you go?
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, you already sneaking place. We ain't had a fellowship hall yet. We ain't having refreshments yet. So get out that fellowship hall while I'm still in there cooking the food because we ain't had the
big thing. I'm trying to get a slice of pound cake.
Get out of that kitchen while the sisters is in there cooking up that food, getting the chicken and stuff ready. I know you want a plate. You're going to get a plate. We're going to save you a plate. You're the psalmist. Is that pronounced right? The psalmist of the night. I think I said it right. Bringing a song. So,
psalmist.
Who's your favorite singer?
Are we talking gospel or R&B or jazz?
We ain't with R&B yet, but favorite gospel singer. I said my R&B, but I forgot to ask you who's your favorite gospel singer.
Gospel, gotta go with, Twinkie Clark. I think her voice is amazing. And then, LaShawn Tate, Jermaine Hawkins. We played, How Excellent earlier, Lucretia Campbell, Coco Clemens, Coco Clemens is amazing to me, her and her mother, Lady Tibba. And then you got to mention Josephine Howard from the Caravans and Shirley Caesar. Like, these are all voices that I love.
That was my fifth, Shirley Caesar. I forgot that fast.
Yeah, it's crazy. All of my voices are women, but these are all voices that I love in gospel that I listen to a lot.
What's the song that you noticed? A gospel song that you knew that this was like an R&B song. I think one of the ones was the Clark Sisters. You Brought the Sunshine. They got that from.
Yeah.
I think in the documentary she got that from
Stevie Wonder, Master Blaster.
The Blaster. Jinx,
yeah.
At the same time. Yeah. And then there was another one, but it wasn't necessarily the same. But it was like a Charlie Wilson song, and I remember I was like, yo, this sounds like that Gap Band song. But is there any like gospel songs you noticed like from any era, like 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever era of music that it was like I don't like saying secular because that's like.
I mean, nothing immediately comes to mind. Nothing immediately comes to mind. If anything, I hear more of where because I grew up in the church and. I'm actually named after a pastor, one of my cousins, a family full of pastors, and I'm the heathen. So,
you're the heathen.
I'm the heathen. But if anything, I hear more of when R&B singers kind of do gospel riffs or a gospel song is somehow included into an R&B song. I hear that more. Then I would hear, you know, oh, they took this song from they took this gospel song from an R&B song. No, I hear it the other way around. And I hear
I think because I always listen to gospel music, I always notice it. I notice it all the time in R&B music. That's a given, but it's always gospel songs. I'm like, yo, like Hawkins, like Walter Hawkins had, I forgot the name of it, but it had like a little reggae beat to it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, that's it. Thank you. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
It got a little reggae beat to it. But yeah, he's like one of the ones that started making contemporary gospel music that started that mixing it up a little bit back in the day. But yeah, that's definitely a reggae song.
What do you guys think about the new album by Snoop Dogg, gospel album?
I was just going to talk about that too. I haven't heard. I got to listen to it.
I haven't listened yet, but everyone says it's great. But knowing Snoop Dogg, I know he is a fan of music, so I can't hear it really being bad unless he tried to overproduce it or make it less traditional. Because I
think it's
in my
Spotify.
Opinion, he's a traditional kind of guy, so I expect that's what it would sound like, but I don't know because I haven't listened yet.
I love how he was. I was watching Instagram. I follow him on Instagram, and when he was making the album, he was like listening to. He was like laying down tracks with the Clark Sisters, and he was like smoking up. He's authentically him. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and I love it. I love it.
I was expecting a blunt and an ashtray next to that Bible, the album cover I saw last night. I was like, I was surprised he didn't have that on there. I was like, I made a joke on Twitter. I was like, he the gay Rance Allen. I saw a picture he had on Instagram of Rance Allen of him performing together. And I was like, he gave Rance Allen a contact high in the studio. He gave everybody a contact high. But yeah, I'm going to check that out. That's actually what I was going to talk about. I was like, man, I was with that. I know it's going to sound good, but I'm going to listen to it. From what I heard from the Clark Sisters, oh my, you heard that song? He did a song on I think it was gospel, the Super Bowl gospel all stars. He performed the song with Clark Sisters, and they was going in. I forgot the name of the song, but y'all gotta look at. They're on the Clark Sisters. I think he has Patti LaBelle on the album. He has Rance Allen, like I said before. I think Kimberell's on the album, and there's some other singers he has on the album. But I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like it's just gonna be them singing on it, from what I've heard from it.
I want to see how good it is too, because I mean I hope he does what he does best. Is I mean he needs to rap like he does. He's the greatest rapper ever.
Yes, I can't wait to listen to it. Yes, and next time you come on, I'm gonna ask you how you like the whole album all the way through.
Okay.
Do that.
I'm looking forward to that.
I can't list all of them. I'm trying to think of all the R&B singers' name. I done forgot. And I done left my book at home, and I done forgot all who was on there. But the names I listed, I just list like five. Okay, Angela Winbush, Chaka Khan, Toni Braxton, I asked her on there. Okay, let's go first. Okay, what do you think, how would you rate Chaka Khan's vocals?
I love her voice, except for the fact that when I was younger and I wanted to go see her in concert, and she used to sing so high in the studio that when she did stuff live, they would lower the key. So I was so disappointed. I wanted to sing and hear her sing in the stratosphere, and in concert, they would never have her sing that high. I'm like, oh man, you're crazy, really? But in the studio when she, oh my God, just phenomenal. Upper range, if she was just doing studio stuff, I would say she would be a 10 because she's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing her in concert, I couldn't believe that they would lower the keys, so I would only give her a 7.
Oh man, but I'm trying to think back because I went to her concert.
I'll say this about Chaka.
Oh, go ahead.
Because I've seen Chaka 7 times now. Because she's one of my favorites, I think I realized that I don't want to say Chaka is a hit or a miss But there have been, out of the six or seven times, I think it's been seven times that I've seen her, only twice was it the same in studio as you're getting on stage. Like, she was in perfect voice, able to do everything in the same key and hit all of the notes. But all of the other times, either they adjusted the key or she just didn't. She sang in her own key, I guess, right, is the best way to say it. It wasn't exactly the key of the song or the key that the musicians were playing on stage, but she did her own thing. And I'm not sure if that's just, you know, you're having a bad night or if that's what she does. I know Shaka considers herself a jazz vocalist, and I'm not sure if that's part of her technique, is to do her own thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you can do your own thing, but you need, if people come pay to hear you sing your song in the key that the musicians are playing in.
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking back to the Roots show I went to last year. She was a guest on the Roots show because it was like blah. Robert Glasper and Erykah Badu that was listed on there, and she was a special guest, and she did I Know You, I Live You, and she hit the notes, like the one going into the bridge to the vamp.
Oh,
she was hitting them, so I don't know. It sounded like the same key.
I've seen when she's been perfect, and then I've seen her do okay, and then I've seen her, and I was, luckily, I didn't pay for it, but I was like, what is this? Like, if I paid for this, I'd be really upset at this point.
Oh, yeah, I didn't pay for it either. I was like, it was good. But
I mean, yeah. It's,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, how would you rate it from, like, 1 to 10, her vocals? 1 to 10.
No, he said 10 studio, but 7 based on his live experience.
Oh, okay, that's still pretty good. Okay, who else? Angela Winbush.
What
would you rate her vocals?
I love her. She's a 9 for me.
9, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Toni Braxton.
I like Toni Braxton. I would say an 8 for her.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I love that. I think I have Anita Baker on there. Did you rate her vocals? I don't think you both. What would you rate Anita Baker's? They're pretty much in the same vein as well.
Yeah, they have the same kind of. I would give her an 8 too, but I love the people that wrote for her. I love how they wrote for her voice because it was so unique.
Oh man, I'm trying to think of somebody else. One more. I think Faith Evans. You how would you rate her vocals?
I like her, but I think like, she's like a 7+ for me, maybe 8. I mean, her voice is fantastic, but somehow, sometimes, to me, the writing for her voice could write better for her voice.
I think the first two albums were solid, where she showed her like all her range. The first two, the self-titled one, The Faith, and the Keep the Faith. Those are two right there.
Yeah, no, those are awesome.
But I'm trying to think of some. It was somebody else that was on my head, and I forgot already. I was going to let EB pick, tell his 5. Oh, male singers. I'm going to get my male singers out the way so EB can pick his. I only have a little bit. How would you rate D'Angelo's voice?
I like it, but, I mean, he ain't in the Daryl Coley class for me.
He's not in the what?
He's not in the Daryl Coley class for me. Yeah.
Have you ever heard him sing gospel?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God! Listen, I'm all the way a Prince fan, but that carries over with D'Angelo as well. So, what would you say you rated his voice at? What would you rate it?
I said like a 7+.
7+. Okay. I was hoping you said like a 9, but I'll deal with that. I'll take that, but who's another singer I really love? Sorry, name Prince. You already said he's a 9. I'm trying to think of another one. I like Eric Benet. If he's a 7, then what's Eric Benet?
Oh no, Eric Benet is voice is really unique to me. He's an eight to me. He's up there.
Eight. Cool. I'm trying to think of another male singer. What about Yo LaVert? What would you rate his vocals?
He is a nine.
Nine. There we go.
Ooh, I love
what's
it.
Name your singers.
I'm gonna do four women and four men. I'm gonna warn you, Dancy.
That's why I saved it for him because I knew he was ready to say it.
He's on my list as well, but I was waiting to do it. They are my absolute favorite vocalists. Like when I hear them sing, I feel, and that is what I listen to music for, to feel. So
right.
Just be kind to me. Don't break my heart. All right. So the first of the women, Mary J. Blige.
Oh no, she's a 9/10. She is best.
Oh, there we go. That's true. Oh,
everything
talking
she's
right
gone
to
through, my God.
There we go.
You're talking right to him.
I did not expect. You know, let me tell you why I didn't expect that. In my opinion, she's a 9/10. But I have been debating with people for the last few weeks who say that she just cannot sing at all. Like, I understand people that vocal style or what she does is maybe not their favorite, but they have been
right.
saying that she just can't sing. And it's just been mind-boggling to me. Like, what do you mean? Okay. Okay, so the next one is actually Erykah Badu.
I think her voice is an 8, but sometimes to me it's hard to gauge because the style of music she sings, you have to pay attention.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Oh. Okay. What about Melissa Morgan?
I really like her. She's a 8/9 to me. I love her voice.
All right. Last woman I'm gonna name, and I wouldn't necessarily say she's one of my favorites, but I really, really, I'm a fan. Jasmine Sullivan.
Yes, I'm a fan too. I'm like you. I mean, she's not my favorite, but just a pure vocal, you know, to appreciation. She's an 8/9 to me because she can blow.
Okay. So let me do my men. So I'm going to do four men. The first one is Frankie Beverly.
He's one of my favorite artists and one of the most versatile voices ever. He is a 9/10.
Oh my God. This is amazing. Okay, so how about Teddy Pendergrass?
Now, see, now you're getting into folks that can really sing. Oh my God. Oh, I got a chance to work with him for a minute. And every day, I thought his voice was just raspy, but he has range. Like, that's incredible.
Yep.
10.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. My last two. So I'm going to ask you about Jaheim, if you're familiar with his music or his voice.
A little bit. I mean, I like him. I would say like a 7+8 for him.
Okay. And the last one, So the last person, I can't say that he's one of my favorite vocalists. He's just one of my favorite artists. But I think he has a really nice voice. Rick James.
I think Rick James has uniqueness to his style. And, I mean, his voice is so rhythmic. I love the rhythm. And see, because I worked with Lady T, when she was alive, and what she told me was that, you know, Rick was just a genius and as a musician and as a songwriter. She said he was an absolute genius, And I said, so I asked him about, I told her that I loved his voice. She said, if you actually knew him, you would just fall in love with him as a person. Because he was just, you saw him, most people saw him as an artist, but she said he was a great person. I mean, he had some problems, like everybody does, but
right,
she said as a person, he was top notch. So for me, he's like a 9.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I got
you, man. I'm happy right now. I was really, really nervous about the Mary thing because it's really been bothering me. But everybody I named, and these are all people that I listen to a lot. I mean, I listen to a lot of people, a lot of vocalists. I call myself a musicologist, and my website is all about these great vocalists. But I understand that there's a difference between best and favorite. And I know that sometimes my favorites are not necessarily the best in their respective fields. But I know that my ears work, and I can hear when something is good and when something is bad. So I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't understand that Mary thing either, because she, everybody that listens to her has to at least know, you know, all of the struggles she has gone through. And it comes out in her voice. It's just like you said, it's powerful.
It is. It's powerful. And I think all of the singers that I named, well, not all of them, because I don't think Erica fits into the same category necessarily that people like Mary or Jasmine or Melissa Morgan fit into.
Right.
But I know for me, I like very raw, unpolished vocals. Like, I would take a Mickey Howard over a Whitney Houston any day just because of that. Raw, I don't know. It's what I feel. That's what.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I feel you. I feel you. I understand. I love Whitney because Whitney was a singer that knew how to get you in the palm of her hand and control you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she could control you.
And once you were there,
when you think she's going to hit it. Yeah. When you think she's going to really blow it, she would tease you. Then when you think she's going to tease you, she would blow it. So,
you know, the song that described that, what you just said, is I Have Nothing. I love the live version she did at the Billboard Awards. I think it was like in 93. This is after.
Yes.
Is it 92 or 93 after Bodyguard? It was somewhere. I think it was 93. But she did I Have Nothing. That is legitimately the best live performance I ever heard. And she killed it. And it's just how she paces through that song. I like how she paces through that one, I Have Nothing, and Run to You. I think those two is the ones where, but I think she showed more of a range in I Have Nothing, because Run to You is more, it's more smooth. It's more, the melody is more, more polished than I Have Nothing. Because I Have Nothing, she's like keeps building it up as the song is going into the bridge. So I think that. But Whitney Houston is my all time. First off, when I heard You Give Good Love. And when I learned I played that on the piano, when I realized that she went up like two different, she went up a half step in the key, but when she went up, she's singing like a smooth, like R&B song, but that song is hard to sing in that key. That's what people understand.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was G-flat. She ranged in those high key, in those high, but I think that one was in D-flat, and it went up to D-flat in a half step, and then it went to E-flat. And
yeah,
she killed that, and that's not hard to sing.
And,
that's hard to sing.
Right.
Her
songs are hard to sing because she sings higher than you think.
Right.
Right, exactly. Those keys, that's what I'm saying, those keys that her songs are in, those are not easy at all. And when you hear other people singing, it's like, you didn't brought it down. I know they didn't brought the key down, because I'm like, that's not it, because it gets to a point in some of her songs to where it has that big moment. And a lot of them bring the key down so they don't have to do that. Like, I think Christina Aguilera did that when she did the, what was it, the Billboard Awards or the AMAs? I think it was the AMAs she did that. When she did the Whitney tribute, she brought the key.
Yeah.
She didn't go all the way up in the key. Because those songs she was doing, it was the anniversary of the Bodyguard. And so those songs have those big moments. And she just, in the melody, she just changed the song when it got to that point in the song. I'm like, ooh. It was okay, but you wouldn't go in there. I've heard her do a Whitney tribute before, but she definitely skipped those hard parts.
I want to ask about two more singers, actually, Dansby. Mm-hmm. I like this person, but I'm just confused a little. Everybody calls her the vocal Bible. So how would you rate Brandy?
Oh, Lord.
Well,
I hope Ellen ain't just listening to the show.
I like Brandy, but she's not in. She's more like a pop singer, mm-hmm. you know. And so pop singers, you know, they can go so far. She's a pop singer to me. She's not that guts like we're talking about. She's not that
right.
She's not. I love her voice, but
right.
I mean, if I needed somebody to sing for me, because like you're talking about for the feeling, I couldn't put Brandy in that class.
Oh,
well,
amen. All right, so
she's like a four.
No, she's higher than that. I give her a six, you know, six, seven. But
not a passing grade if we're in school.
Wait.
I think that would be an F.
Wait,
yeah.
I get it. So I'm going to also ask about Stevie Wonder.
Well, you know, to me, I mean, he can do vocal. We call vocal acrobatics. I mean, he can run. He can do all that stuff. But I respect him more as a songwriter than as a singer. And he's a good singer. Now, don't
Dansby,
get it twisted.
You are amazing. You are amazing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But that's where I respect him so
as
much.
As a songwriter.
Yes, because if you look at songs in the key of life, there's not too many albums that touch that album. I mean, it took him, I think it was like 10 years to actually write that, all of those songs. And it's like, oh my God, in my vocal lessons, I use, I don't want to bore you with it. I use that as a vocal lead to get singers to expand their range, because he does stuff in that song
that's
just
hard. Yeah.
Going
into that,
I used to love that song, but I cannot sing that song for anything in the world.
It's hard
because
going
of what
into
you
that.
Said, that, yeah. that extending
it's really
range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So this is my last question, and then I'm not going to ask any more questions tonight. Because I've been satisfied with each and every one of your answers. I don't want to
get all
the
ones he wants.
Wait, and this question isn't for me, but it's actually for Will and Q Lynn. And I don't want you to rate these two people on a scale, but
Will West,
two, Michael and Prince, who was the better vocalist, quote unquote?
Oh, wow.
That's hard. The better vocalist to me is Prince.
And I
tell you why I say that.
I expected it. Because if your ears is too right where you're supposed to be, if you're listening the way you're supposed to, if you're talking right, you know who's gonna win all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
I'll tell you why. Really. Michael had to actually doctor his voice. He had to artificially keep his voice where it is.
Mm.
You know, whereas Prince, that's natural. He didn't do anything that really. It was natural. It was just natural. So I love Michael because Michael is the entertainer of all entertainers. I think he's a better entertainer than Prince to me. But vocally, Prince was a genius writing songs for parts. Oh, he was ridiculously awesome.
Let's harp on that for a second. Keep going. Keep keep going. Keep talking. Keep expounding on that.
Well, no, but see, they're really close. They really are. They're really close. I mean, they're both.
No, you ain't got to harp on Michael's goodness. I'm talking about Prince's goodness. Keep talking. I was like on the good things you were saying, so you can keep saying all those good things about Prince's voice. Keep going.
Yeah, no, Prince is just, he's awesome.
Prince song do you think showed his range the most, to where his vocal ability? Which Prince song do you think showed his vocal ability?
Be honest with you, all of the songs that he sings where he hits them high notes, that's one. That's, oh my God. And I saw him do that live because I wanted to see if he could really do it. It was no contest. He killed those songs. So I can't even tell you one song that over the other ones in that. Oh no, it's just ridiculously awesome.
Oh man, that's good enough for me. As soon as you said it, when you started with that, I was like, "There you talking right. You talking right." And we are concluded with our service for the day at Soul Savage Radio Community Gospel Church. I am your heathenist, Q and Green. We have our psalmist, E.B.
Thank you guys for having me on again. You guys are the best.
Guest. Thank you.
Yeah, one of our invited guests coming on. He don't have to stay.
I would just like to say, out of everybody we named tonight, Mary was the only one that got a 9-10. But continue, Q and.
But no, you said Prince had a 9 last week. So listen here, don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay,
see, you're trying to be humble in the beginning. Now you're getting a big head. Calm yourself. Listen here, you're in the church. You're in the church of the Lord right now. So I'm gonna need you to govern yourself accordingly in this church. When you get escorted out by one of these ushers, calm it down, okay? If I get one of these ushers to get one of these fans and pop you, okay, chill out. Okay. Yes, she got a 9. I was 4. You know, that's my girl all day, every day. I love Mary. Prince got a 9, too. I'll just say it. Just throw that in there. He got a 9, too. That's all who I was worried about was Prince. D'Angelo, that's still good right there, 7. 7 out of 10. That's still good. But we are at the end of the service. We getting ready to do the benediction. We already did altar call. I think we forgot to do off the call. We're going to play with Chicago Mass Choir. We got so caught up talking, I forgot to play. That's one of my favorite songs, Praise Jehovah. I hope Katrice can play it after she played the Battlefield song, because that's the one of the good ones. I'm on the battle. The Norman Hutchins version.
Norman Hutchins,
Battlefield. Oh, my God. They used to get church. The youth choir used to sing. What, the youth choir sing that? Oh, they used to go in. Yeah, we had the benediction of the service.
Oh, yeah, that was the song.
Yes, and we're going to have him, before we go into it, we're going to have him do Savvy Heathen Talk. Savvy Heathen Talk is basically whatever's on your mind. It could be good or bad. And so, since this is already, I call myself the heathenist, so I think I'm going to mellow it out this show. I don't think I got anything heathenish. But, Dansby, if you have a Savvy Heathen Talk, it's just whatever's on your mind, anything you want to say to the listeners before we go. You can say it. Just anything random that's on top of your head, anything you want them to know. You still there, Dansby? Uh-oh, what's going on?
Dansby?
Did he already go? Did he already leave? Go to the parking lot? Hold just a second. We about to conclude service, y'all. We are. I'm a pastor back in the day. You say, "Lord help, Lord help." When somebody got fucked, he's like, "Lord help, Lord help." He already went out to the parking lot. But we concluded with the service. Thanks, Dansby, again for coming on. It was a great service. We had such a good time. Good service today. We got refreshments.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Please come for refreshments in the back. I'll be in the back.
I got my refreshments. They already brought me a plate in the sanctuary.
Nominated actress and songwriter Mary J. Blige, who will be in the back at the pastor's table. You know she's a 9'10". Dansby's an expert, a professional. He said she's a 9. You know what? I should have asked about what's that other girl from Houston, Texas, who used to be in that Destiny's
Child? Oh, Beyonce.
That one. I should have asked her.
We already asked him the last time. He said she was a 7 out of 10. You remember?
Oh,
that's
man.
Good. What are you talking about? Oh, now you're trying
good.
To front like that's bad.
That's good. Mary got a 9.
Oh, my God.
You've been a wonderful show. You're
being petty.
Thank you. And I would like to close the show. I would like to say a quick prayer to close the show. Lord, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you for life, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you for love.
Lord.
I want to thank you for the gift of vocal power, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you for people like Mary J. Blige, who scored 9, 10 on Dansby's scale. Lord, I want to thank you for people like Teddy Pendergrass, who are singers. Lord, I want to thank you for people like Prince, for people like Melissa Morgan, for people like Nikki Howard, Lord, these great vocalists, Lord. I want to thank you that you allowed us to live in the same time that they are living and to be blessed with their vocal power. Lord, no Beyonce formed against us shall prosper. She is trash, and you know that, Lord. Lord, I want you to take her away from our lives, Lord. Just deliver us from all evil. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
You go pray. That's the benediction, y'all. The host, Africans Radio. Our crazy co-host, E.D., is over here throwing petty prayers out here. Petty prayers, that's what it is. I think we can get Angel on so she can. You're going to have to rebuke some of that Beyonce non-love out of you, because if we get Angel on the show, actress Angel, oh my God, she's the uber Beyonce fan, so I don't know. We get up back and she goes, my world of that. But she's uber. Oh, I tell you.
I'm ready.
Huge Beyonce fan, so you've already started a furnace the last time we had multiple Beyonce fans on, and you completely dismantled the show, so I hope it don't turn into that, because we're trying to get people to come back to the show.
You're right.
I don't want you to that degree, because she is. She's a real big Beyonce fan, and you dismantled at least 3 to 4 of them at one time on the show with your poetry that you like carrying on. But we at the end of the show. Oh, my God. This next song coming up, this played in Norman Hutchins' Battlefield. This one right here. This is Get Church Rockin'. So y'all listen to these great tunes, gospel tunes. And we will be back next week, y'all, next Friday. So we have the As Told by Her co-founder, Whitney, coming back.
Whitney.
Next week. We got some more guests coming back at the end of this month. And so make sure y'all tune in next week. Every Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific time, 7 to 9 Central time, and 8 to 10 Eastern time. This has been Soul Savage Radio. My Savage Heathen Talk is... I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, yes, I'm on the battlefield for my... I'm doing the Baptist version. I'm trying to remember the battlefield, the song coming up. Y'all got to listen to those harmony breakdowns. They broke it down to soprano, alto, and tenor. I'm on the battlefield. I can't follow me. Then the alto goes, I'm on the battlefield. I can't follow me. There we go. And then I'm on the battlefield. I can't. And then everybody come in and they break their music up. Listen, they used to get church hype right there. But yeah, we at the end of the show. And Catrice is ready. Thank you, Catrice, for holding down the boards while we were gone.
Thank you so much.
You just raised back in the
cut. With you.
And they got Braxton's back coming on after this?
No, we're off tonight. We are off tonight.
Oh, y'all.
Yes.
We run episode. We run show. You could have just
jump in on that?
I was talking and writing in the background. You know, I can't say too much because I am a Beyonce. I am a Beyonce fan. I'm a part of the Beehive.
What you got to say, Peter? What you got to say about what you saying?
So I didn't appreciate that. I didn't appreciate that little prayer. I didn't appreciate that little prayer. while you was praying, I was rebuking.
Yeah, rebuking right now. In the name of Jesus, right. rebuking right now.
I had a lot to say, but I was saying it in the back. I was saying it in the background.
You can say all of it on the show.
I was totally disagreeing on Mary J. Blige. Now, Studio Mary J. Blige is a 9. Live Mary J. Blige is about a 4. And y'all know it.
Oh, my God. Hey, oh, we got to get you back. You had to end the Soul Savage radio show. And we got to conclude, but we got to be continued with that right there. Because we got to get the battles and the things going on. Caprice, what are you doing next week? What are you doing next week? We got to conclude with next week with this.
I get off work late on Fridays, but if I get off early, I'm going to come on down.
We got to finish this. This is a battle right here. Mary J versus Beyonce. Right, we got to get it going. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a real battlefield. I've heard Mary J live. You know, I heard her live a few times. I've been to a few of her concerts, and I've been to about 5 Beyonce concerts. And let me tell you, honey, there is no comparison.
You said that 5 feet hysterical.
Let me say this. I respect that because you said that you've been to a few of her concerts.
Yes.
Normally, the people that I talk to, they can tell me they've been to one concert. Because you've been to a few, I know you are an accurate source, and I respect that.
Yes, yes.
You know what? We gotta get this battle going. Whenever you're available, look, you coming on the show.
I'm a concert connoisseur.
I love it.
This is the end of Soul Savage radio show with our engineer, Catrice, on the board, holding down for Will. As he departed, we did the benediction. We're going to do the benediction again. May the Lord watch between me and thee.
One another.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Savage Radio people, hit us with these Uquan tune right here, this battlefield.
Y'all.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield. Listen, I get up and I lay down, but I'm never
soldiers. Come on, soldiers. Heavy soldiers.